All right, we are joined in the media center here at Auto Club Raceway at Pomona by the Pro Stock Provisional number one qualifier, Greg Anderson, who went to the top with his run of 6.509, 211 miles an hour. If this holds, it would be Greg's fourth number one this year, 122nd in his career. Greg, obviously Pomona has been a wonderful place for you over the years. What makes this special, and how pleased were you with that run?
Just a lot of history at this place, you know, and there's always so much on the line when you come here. And honestly, it doesn't matter if it's the beginning of the season or the end of the season. When you come here at the beginning of the season, you're scared to death. You're scared to death. How are you going to stack up? So you're scared to death coming in here in February and at Pomona at the finish line. It usually, nine times out of ten, the championship comes down to here. So there's always a lot of drama, a lot of line here. And it's a little bit different this year. Obviously, the championship is settled, but still a lot of crumbs out there left to fight for, and I've told the world this all my career. I come to the races to win. That's what drives me. That's what drives this race team. That's why we come to the races. And yes, the championships are fantastic, but the reason we come is to win the event, and that's why I'm here this weekend. And that's a good start today. Obviously, I made two great runs with my race car. And hopefully we can keep that up through the weekend and have a shot on Sunday. So, you know, still a lot to fight for and still a lot of pride. I was actually over at Hendrick Motorsports yesterday, and, you know, I didn't have quite the right answer for everybody there. You know, what went on this year? And I didn't have a good excuse. We just didn't execute. We didn't get it done. And I told them all I would try as hard as I could to win the final race of the year tomorrow, this weekend, and you know, try and make them proud. So that's what I want to do. That's really what I want to do, and that'll make me put a smile on for the next 4 months. So didn't achieve the grand prize, but there's still a lot of glory out there.
Greg, you mentioned, you know, your season probably isn't everything that you wanted it to be. As you come out of this year, what are some of the focus areas that you're really going to concentrate then heading into next year?
Well, we've got to make our hot rod a little bit faster. We lost this year. Yes, I certainly had, you know, a few races along the way where I didn't get the job done as a driver. But overall, we just weren't fast enough with our race cars. And the elite team were faster. They were better. They were racking up bonus points, you know, right and left. And they were winning rounds. And they were fast every run. And my hat's off to them. They made huge gains this year. They made better gains than we did. So that's the goal going into the offseason. I've got to find a way to reverse the roles and make bigger gains this offseason than they made last season and then they're going to make this season. So it all comes down to this next 4 months, how you set up for next year. I'm excited. I've got a lot of things happening at my race shop, a lot of different things, a lot of different things for the better of our class, of our race team, of my life personally. It's all going to get better, and I'm excited. I'm really, it's chapter three, really, honestly, for me. The Warren Johnson chapter was one. The KB Racing with Ken Black chapter was two. I'm moving on to chapter three, and a lot of things that we're going to talk about, but I can't quite elaborate yet, but a lot of things are happening, and as of the first of the year, we're going to be a little bit different race team, but all for the better, absolutely all for the better, and it's going to make us a better race team, and hopefully these next 4 months, when we come out in March at the Gator Nationals, hopefully we are stronger than we've ever been to start a season.
That run, that 650, is that a result of you just making a little better run than everybody else, or power gains that you've maybe made?
No, that's
recently?
Just a matter of making better runs than everybody did, Kev. Everybody is, you know, we obviously didn't have a lot of time between Vegas and, you know, last couple of races in here to do R&D, to change things. Our rigs all stayed on the road. We did stay in Monday and test at Vegas, and I do believe we learned a couple things. Now, when you learn a few things, it's, you know, we're looking for thousands in this class. So I think we learned a few things to help us thousands, but those thousands mean the world out there. So, you know, it's showing so far, and this deal's not over with yet. There's certainly, you know, our elite team is going to run better tomorrow. They didn't master this racetrack today, which, you know, it's kind of an oddity because they've mastered every racetrack we've been at lately, but they did not master this racetrack today, but they will tomorrow. So I have no grand delusions that this deal's set, and we're going to have just as good of air, if not better, tomorrow. It's going to be cool again tomorrow, and the racetrack will be great, so it'll be a battle royal tomorrow, but don't color the rest of them out. It's going to be a battle, but that's cool. That's great, and the class looks stronger than it's ever looked, and very proud of that. I think, you know, I've got a hand in what we've created here with this Pro Stock class, and very proud of that.
Greg, what does a win do to close the season for your psyche, the team psyche, everything going into the offseason?
It does everything. It means the world, and it, you've got 4 months, four solid months this time to savor that last race, and you're only as good as your last race. There's never been a truer statement. So if we can find a way to win here, it'll completely change the outlook, you know, and the forward progress going into the winter. So that's the goal. That's the game plan. And after day one, I feel great about our possibility, the chances.
All good. All right. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thanks,
congratulations.
Guys.